ready for another Patriots Victory Monday, Keith?
I wasn't ready. No, I was surprised by that. I'll tell you what.
Huh.
But I'm ready now. Yeah, now that you ask, I'm ready.
You're caught up now?
Patriots, but yeah. I was like, I watched the game three times, all 22'd it. I was like, I'm looking at breaking everything down.
Look, I don't know that I could watch it a second time. That wasn't exactly a fun football game to watch.
No, not really.
But a victory for the Patriots, nothing wrong with that.
A win for the Pats, where, once again, pretty healthy underdogs. We talked about it on Friday, 6-point dogs on the road.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears, we can get into the Bears later, but had the longest active home winning streak. And the Patriots march in there and just smack them around.
So I saw that this morning. They won 8 in a row at home or something like that?
8 in a row at
Weird.
Soldier Field.
You don't want to go to Soldier Field.
House
Everybody
of
says
horrors.
It.
No, they went in there, played just fine. They went in there and just dominated. The Bears offensive line is something to be. The Bears offensive line is what a lot of Patriots fans were screaming about, thinking that the Patriots offensive line was.
Yeah.
Remember, you can't play Drake May because they're going to get him killed. I don't know. I kind of saw that last night. I guess that is what the fear was.
I mean, the Patriots made the Bears quit. I mean, they're about to fire their head coach. Eberflus is out of the job.
He's got to go.
Short order. And we were just talking about this off the air, Keith. Maybe you said some of this with Greg and Wiggy and Courtney and Curtis. They're crossing over. But, I mean, their last two wins, the Jets and the Bears are infinitely more talented teams. The Jets have already fired their head coach. The Bears are about to fire their head coach. The Pats had a bad loss in between. I mean, I don't care if you got to overtime or not. Losing to the Titans.
And Callahan might be one and done the way things are going in Tennessee, but yeah.
But, okay. I mean, they've beaten up on, not beaten up, they've beaten two more talented teams than them in the last 3 weeks. And you start to wonder, okay, they're not going to the playoffs. They're not turning things around.
I don't know. Courtney
around.
Thinks there's a chance.
Does she?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Courtney was asking if she can bet on it.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah, you definitely can. I think Shime said it's like 30-1.
Okay.
They're going to make the playoffs right now.
That's some longer odds there, but sometimes it's a healthy payout. I think they're only two games out of a playoff spot. I did see that last night.
Which is wild.
That's also like the whole AFC is two games out of a playoff spot. But okay, are they turning things around to a degree where they're on the upswing in the second half of the year? That's all I'm talking about. I'm not talking about going on a run, making the playoffs, certainly going on any kind of playoff run.
Yeah.
But are they to the point where, okay, they're figuring things out?
Frisky?
Are
they frisky?
They're somewhat frisky, and they're playing their way off that complete lousy worst of the worst tier in the NFL.
I think they obviously are.
They might
because,
be, yeah.
Because they're taking down some teams that now are kind of falling into the category that they were, and if they're beating them head-to-head, you know, right now, do you want? I know they and the Jets have the same record, but which 3-7 feels different, like, or better? This 3-7 compared to what the Jets are doing,
for sure.
And so they lost 6 straight games. The Patriots did, and then over the last 3 weeks, they're 2-1 with an overtime loss. You know, and I know the overtime loss was against actually the worst team out of the three that they faced. But I mean, man, have they gone for 2 points there? But whatever. That
you
obviously
could you could be on a 3-game winning streak.
You legit
went for
could
two
be on
there.
A 3-game heater potentially, but even still, you know, the Jacksonville game felt like such a low, right? Like, that was a very winnable game, it felt like, based on the opponent. We know how much Robert Kraft cares about the international game, all that crap, and they lose to Jacksonville the way that they did. Doug Peterson was about to be fired.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor Lawrence was about to be benched, and he was now hurt. But they at least bounced back from that with a win over a Jets team that's fallen apart. But that's the thing. The Patriots can still be overall a bad team. But if they're head-to-head with another team that is falling apart for one degree, can you take advantage of that? And they did. Two of the last 3 weeks, they did. Sort of like smelling blood in the water. Doesn't mean that you're this awesome team right now, but compared to what the Bears are doing, you went in there and smacked them around, controlled the game.
Went in, smacked them around, and maybe you're figuring some things out. Like last week, it's hard to overlook how bad the Tennessee loss was and choosing to go into the wind in overtime and not choosing to go for the two-point conversion. But again, bigger picture, taking a step back, they've won a couple of these games now. Are they starting to turn things around in terms of being on the upswing at the end of the year and not being the worst of the worst bottom barrel teams in the NFL? They're not making the playoffs, but are they figuring some things out? You can jump in on that all day long here on Jones and Keith, 617-779-7937. You can text the program at 37937. Lots of ways to interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keith. You can watch and chat along, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Healthy chat going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And on YouTube, just subscribe to WEEI. You can watch along there. I know a lot of you watch on YouTube as well, so make sure you mark that down, flag that as a place you can watch in the future. What'd you think of Drake May yesterday, Keith? It was a defensive dominant performance.
Yeah, it really was about the defense. But, I mean, I thought he was pretty good. I thought you look at him versus Caleb Williams, if you want to do that, which is, you know, where my brain goes, number one pick versus number three pick, see how they play. And not even close. Not even up for debate who the better quarterback was yesterday. He kept some plays alive, made some incredible throws. Also, like, I don't know how much excuse you want to give him because they're NFL quarterbacks, but it was incredibly windy. It was like an insane game. Maybe that affected the passing game for both teams. But I look at that one throw. If KJ Osborne understood the rules that he can't run out of bounds. And
how many receivers of theirs are going to do that?
All of them at some point. Can you imagine if he turned that into a touchdown?
Oh, yeah.
Drake May did everything he could.
Played it perfectly, yeah.
Oh, he's going to get sacked. Oh, no, he's going to run out of bounds. Oh, no, he's going to throw it away. Oh, no, touchdown. Oh, but this guy's running out of bounds.
Yeah.
Like, that was an insane throw. I also love, and I don't know if everybody likes this, but some of his throw the ball away left-handed crap. Like, I like that. I think that stuff's fun and it's useful.
You weren't in the room. You were down here doing the crossover. Yeah. Nick and I were talking about that. I think the biggest thing yesterday, and that play is an example of it, where he threw it away left-handed.
I like it.
The biggest difference is Caleb Williams panics when he's under pressure, yeah. And I don't think Drake May does.
No, he's pretty cool.
No quarterback is better under pressure, meaning like a pass rush.
I don't know, Tom Brady would tell you otherwise.
Meaning a pass rush.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it was clear yesterday. One of the traits I like in a quarterback is when the pressure's around them, they keep their eyes up and try to make a play, or do they drop their eyes and run for their life?
Yeah.
And yesterday, Caleb Williams was dropping his eyes, running for his life. And Drake May has his eyes up trying to make a play.
Now, you think there's still plays to be had. And sometimes he runs. Yeah. And he also didn't go crazy with the running. Like, he came off of a near 100-yard rush game.
Yep.
So you're like, all right, is he going to look to do that more? Nope. He ran four times, you know, kind of when he needed to. And then other times, like, all right, I'll just live to see another down and would throw it away. And then also made some great throws. Obviously, he had the interception that he would
love to have
back.
Well, that's what I was
going to
say. Yeah, he's still going to turn it over. The interception was brutal. He claimed he was trying to throw it away.
I don't know if that's true, but
I don't think so either.
He's trying to make plays, and I think the positive plays outweighed the negative plays for him. And that's also, what is this, start five? Something like that in his career? So if he throws a pick like that, so be it. Every quarterback in the league is going to throw picks in these games. But you also got to score points. And they didn't, like, light up the scoreboard or anything, but based on what their defense was doing, they didn't need to. They didn't need to score a lot of points. So I thought, once again, he had a really good game.
So he did lead, what was it, five scoring drives yesterday? Four field goals?
Yeah, four field goals.
And a touchdown. Now, they bogged out in the red zone.
Uh-huh.
I'm not telling you it was May's greatest day. But a lot of what he did, like, was, I mean, on the field, definitely, Caleb Williams looked terrible. Caleb Williams looked panicked, rushed. Again,
he gets sacked nine times.
And I think a lot of them were his fault. I don't just think it was the Patriots scheme. And I know he had injuries on the offensive line.
Offensive line was bad.
But a lot of the sacks he took were his fault.
Nine times.
So he was under duress for sure. But I don't think he helped anything by dropping his eyes, panicking, and running around.
No, he was bad.
May outplayed him on the field. May also had some of the intangible stuff. Like the report during the game.
Yep, that was great.
That he addressed the team during the week.
The offense wasn't doing well in practice, and he talked to the entire offense.
They had a couple of stagnant plays. He asked Alex Van Pelt, can I address the entire offense? And he did. And I just think that shows maturity and leadership, and I don't know that Caleb Williams has those things. I don't know that he's a leader. I don't know that he's mature. And I think you see some of that with Drake Williams. Those are the red flags on Caleb.
Drake May,
Drake May. Those are some of the flags on Caleb Williams coming in. Not his talent level, but can he be a leader?
Man, it was a bad day for Caleb Williams.
It was horrible.
It was a bad, bad day. And head-to-head with Drake May, and I know Jaden Daniels lost, but just the season that Daniels is having, you know, we talk all the time about how Drake May was, you know, Elliott Wolf gets really no credit for it. Like, you're the third pick in a top three quarterback draft. Boom. Meanwhile, Chicago picked Caleb Williams over these other two guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying it's Bryce Young, CJ Stroud. Like, I wouldn't give up on Caleb Williams yet. But, like, he got completely outplayed. But it wasn't just on the field. There's the stuff, Drake May's talking to his teammates. Everybody's feeling great. He's doing all this stuff, and he's looking like a real leader. Caleb Williams is laughing. He's sitting by himself on the bench. Nobody with him. He's, like, ignoring his offensive coordinator, which I also would do.
Yeah.
I think his offensive coordinator's terrible.
His offensive coordinator's going to be gone soon, I think.
He is also going to be gone soon.
Yeah.
But also one of the really kind of telling moments in the game was one of the nine sacks that he took. He's down on the ground. Nobody runs over to him. This is the kind of crap I think you can read into. Nobody runs over to him. You see it in basketball every once in a while when, like, a guy goes down and, like, the teammates just stand around. You're like, all right, that's not good. Nobody runs over to him. Anthony Jennings picks him up and, like, pats him on the head like he's a little kid. He's like, yeah, get up.
Good job there, fella.
Like, we're going to get you on the next down, too. But it's like, I think he's miserable. The offensive line's bad. The offensive coordinator is bad. The receivers have checked out or are just fat and, like, past their prime. And then he's running for his life. He's scared because he's getting hit on every play. But the Patriots must have smelled that early in the game and then just took it to him the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, they must have, that must have been the most confident game the Patriots defense has ever played. Because they were just, anything they wanted to do was coming up. How many yards did they allow? Less than 200?
Oh, total? Yeah, probably.
That's insane. For an NFL game like that?
Let's see. Total yards for Chicago yesterday, they had
to be under 2.
142.
Under 150. Like, that's insane.
It's not good. Text 37937. This is a good question.
All right.
Do you think the Bears, as of today, would trade Williams straight up for Drake May?
Yeah.
You
and
do?
Today, yes. And maybe you know, just because of the results and the way things are going. But it's probably the entire package. Now, I was a Caleb Williams over Drake May guy at the draft, even last week when we were talking about it. I'm like, I think it's early to give up on him. I don't think his career is over by any means. I think that would be jumping the gun. Because he can still kind of thread it. Like, he missed open receivers, which a lot of young quarterbacks do.
Mm-hmm.
Then he had a couple with, like, guys are covered, and he just threads the needle. So you can see where the ability is. I think I may have, I had a hilarious meme yesterday, Jones, Spider-Man meme.
I liked it.
Alex Van Pelt, Shane Waldron, same guy. I might owe Van Pelt an apology. Shane Waldron, worse.
Yeah.
How about that one play? It was like 3rd and 1 or 3rd and 2. They throw the ball to DJ Moore 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Good play. Always a good play.
He has no wiggle. But DJ Moore is toast right now. He looks awful. And he didn't even try to make a move and got like tackled for like a loss of 3. And you're like, that's the play? So I wouldn't give up on Williams, but I mean, if they could trade him right now for Drake May after seeing him and then hearing all these stories about what kind of like leader and all the intangibles that he has, I bet they would.
Okay, I think so too, and I think they trade him for Jaden Daniels. And I think the league, if the league were redrafting, it probably goes Daniels, May, Williams right now.
What about Knicks?
I think Knicks
was outplaying Patrick Mahomes for a minute.
Knicks is probably still 4, which is not where I would have drafted him coming in. Keith, I'm sorry, he got drafted after Penix. I think Knicks would be
he
4
did.
Now.
Yeah.
Is Caleb closer to Knicks than he is to May and Jaden Daniels?
Hmm.
I don't know that I'm quite ready to go there, but come talk to me in a couple of
all
weeks.
Right.
Because Caleb Williams was wildly unimpressive, and here's the problem. He's quitting, the team's quitting, and he is a leader on that team. And when he checked out after that Hail Mary or whatever's going on, and they lost faith in Eberflus, they lost faith in Waldron, now the whole team is following his lead.
Oh, they're a mess.
And that's the problem with Caleb Williams. That's why I didn't like Caleb Williams in draft season.
You think we hear about Eberflus getting fired today?
Probably.
I mean,
I wouldn't rule that out one bit.
I think we're going to have breaking news at the breaking news desk, and Billy's going to tell us he's gone.
It's going to be a race between him, Doug Peterson, and Mike McCarthy today.
The fighting over who gets fired first.
I know Jerry Jones says he's not making a coaching change in season.
Yeah.
Peterson was, did you hear this? Peterson was lecturing media members yesterday, being like, yeah, I would explain to you what happened on that last Mac Jones interception, but even though I explained it, you guys wouldn't get it.
Wow.
Like, that guy's
smart. He's a smart guy, obviously.
He's about to get fired.
Yeah.
Eberflus is about to get fired. And here's the problem. The players are following Caleb Williams. Bad body language, bad leadership, bad teammate.
Yeah.
That's what he was at USC. That's what he is again in Chicago.
Yeah, it's not going great.
Drake May, I think, is the opposite. Now, tell me if you like this or not, Keith. I don't know if you were a fan of this. I want your reaction to it. This is Drake May at the podium. He goes after Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Gonzalez is getting asked about Drake May, and apparently he was, like, shouting out from the side. He's like, hey, it wasn't about me today. It was about the defense. After that interview with Gonzalez happens, Drake May goes up to the podium and starts off his press conference by saying this.
Oh, phones down, notepads down real quick. Just clap it up for the defense, man. Clap it up. Somebody else clap up. There we go. Appreciate you. There we go.
So I hate that.
That was team cheerleader Scott Zolak clapping along
yeah.
there. What were you saying?
So I hate it.
You don't like that?
No, not at all. Like,
you like what he was trying to do?
So I get it. I get, like, giving the defense a ton of credit for it, and, like, that's great, and I don't know. He hasn't been in this situation a lot. Like, they even said it was his first walk-off interview that he's done on the field. Mm-hmm. He had the, whatever the sideline reporter was from Fox.
Laura Oakman.
With the hair. She's, like, holding onto her hair, asking, like, the worst questions ever. Anyway, that was a mess of an interview. But he did that. And he did a great job with that. But there's a difference between, like, talking to the fans or even talking to like Hart and Arcan later today. Like we're different than like the beat reporters that are down there.
No, phones down, no pads down real quick.
No, that's like Matt Patricia, but it's the opposite, right? It's with the opposite intent, but like when Patricia told guys to like sit up in their chairs, it's like, no, dude, like we're going to cover the team the way we're, and they're not supposed to be fans. That's the other thing. I don't know if everybody gets that or cares, but
well, one person there didn't.
Beat reporters aren't supposed to be
clap
fans.
Up the defense.
Like one of the rules.
Somebody else clap up. There you go. There
I
go.
Think the awkwardness took over. Like in that situation, I'm like, I don't know. I don't think I would clap, but maybe you're just like, all right, dude, like let's just get to the
get start the press conference. Wait, he's not going to start till we clap.
You're not at like a season ticket holder event being like, let's give it up for the defense. Like, oh, the defense. Like these are supposed to be impartial reporters. They're not fans. I know a lot of people like. A lot of them probably are, but like they're not supposed to be.
They kind
of
are.
Well, the Patriots are. The younger Patriots fans or Patriots fans. The younger Patriots reporters are fans and whatever, but you're not really supposed to be. So I thought that was pretty cringy. That's probably my only criticism of Drake May from yesterday.
So to me, I like what he was trying to accomplish there, but it was...
It's weird.
It was a little hollow. It felt a little... It's like, hey, clap it up. You get one guy to clap along. And so... like... I played this for a buddy of mine yesterday after the game ended. It wasn't quite Let's Go Red Sox, but it was a little Let's Go Red Sox.
It is a little Let's Go Red Sox.
It's a little Let's Go Red Sox-y.
But also, it's like you're 3-7.
Yeah.
You know, and even if you won the Super Bowl, like that's not something
Here's what I give him credit for. He's not making it all about him versus Caleb.
No, that part's good.
He's not turning it into his team. It's my team. It was my day. This, that.
Yeah.
It was me. He's trying to give the defense credit. I don't know if that was the best execution, but I do think his heart's in the right place, and I give him credit for that.
Well, because it's
not that different.
Twitch chat's pointing out that
is not that different. It's really not.
The big difference is, as the Twitch chat points out, he's 22.
Uh-huh.
The whatever Werner's like 72. So there's a big difference there. So this is my hope.
Mm-hmm.
10, 15 years from now, they're doing like a documentary or a football life on Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
And he watches that clip and just like laughs. He's like, oh my God, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
That's the hope. Like, you know, he has this Hall of Fame career and they're like, they show this clip and maybe even forgot about it. He's like, do you remember when you walked out into the podium and you said, clap it up for the defense? One guy clapped for you?
Yeah.
So hopefully that's what it is. Cause that was pretty lame.
Like his first real win. That's his first real win.
Yeah.
And he's giving credit to his teammates. Like,
I like that. The message is good.
The execution was poor.
Correct.
The execution was poor, but his heart's in the right place. And juxtapose it with the last guy. Juxtapose it with Mac. Like, Mac's not doing that. And Mac's not addressing the team and getting up there in front of the team and crediting the team the way that Drake May was. I never liked how Mac Jones carried himself. And I will give Drake May credit for trying to do the right thing there. I don't think it was great execution. And
you think Caleb Williams would say, hey, let's give it up for the defense?
Thank you. Caleb Williams, you know, goes out there and has it wasn't even a dominant performance, but a dominant team win. He outduels another high-level quarterback. Is Caleb Williams going to say, clap it up for the defense? So I do give Drake May credit for his heart being in the right place, trying to get the right message there. I don't love the execution. I'm with you on that, Keith.
Yeah, it's just weird.
He's talking to the media, not fans, not teammates, not coaches. I get that.
The moral of the story is just complete the ball.
I mean.
He didn't do that yesterday. Spoiler for what happened.
Yeah.
Mac Jones did not complete the ball.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to do well in that. And so, look, I like a lot of those intangible things with Drake May. And I think he is a leader.
Yeah.
And that's a real good sign for the organization going forward. Even if there's some uncomfortable moments like yesterday, that's a good sign. Because you could have a guy like Caleb Williams on the other side, slumped shoulders, bad body language, bad teammate. And instead you have this guy. And I think that's good.
No, I think everything you started by asking, like, is the direction pointing up? I mean, 100% it is pointing up. Part of that is the quarterback switch. I mean, when the team was scuffling, and I know they put Drake May in the Houston game. So at that point they were 1-4. But you look back at that first Jets loss, the Niners loss, and then even the Miami loss, which was a close game scoreboard-wise, but it was just such a slog. It was just an ugly game. Like, they needed that spark. They needed that kick in the ass. And I know so many times you'd hear, a quarterback can't make the O-line better, and the quarterback can't make the defense better. I don't know. I think it kind of can. And when you're the best player on the field at the most important position, I think you can kind of overcome that. And also, I do think there's a trickle-down to the other side of the ball. And I know people are like, oh, you're giving them credit for the defensive performance. I'm not going that far. I'm just saying there were years with Tom Brady's offense when the offense was so good that the defense benefited from that.
Oh, you know,
there were certain situations that were like, all right, now we're playing with a big lead, and now we can just kind of rush the passer nonstop, like all these different things. Or, you know, not too many tilted fields. I know May had the one interception, but it wasn't three turnovers like we've seen him have before. So I think inserting him has given sort of like a boost to the whole roster, and you can kind of see it over these last few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, they take less sacks because I think he's more mobile back there. He keeps his eyes up, unlike Jacoby Brissett, who took a ton of sacks. Those were on him.
Yeah, nobody would say the offensive line now is great.
No.
But he took one sack, and yeah.
It looks better. Yeah. I mean, the offense, they had a brutal week against Tennessee, but largely on balance, since Drake May got in there, the O-line looks better. The weapons around May look better. They're not good either.
Running out of bounds.
The defense yesterday looked better. And so, to me, there's a few takeaways. Number one, are the Patriots turning things around? Where they're going to be competitive down the stretch, where they're not going to be a bottom-tier team anymore, and the arrow's just pointing up a little bit in the last month-plus of the year, last couple of months of the year, is the arrow pointing up a little bit for the Patriots? You can jump in on that again, 617-779-7937. And what'd you think about Drake May, out-dueling, if you will, Caleb Williams yesterday? Who would you take out of those two? I think that answer's pretty clear. And how do you feel about Drake May, the leader of the Patriots? I will get to all your phone calls on that. Again, you can text the show at 37937. Watch along on Twitch and YouTube as well. Let's get into Drake May and his leadership right after Trending with Billy Lanning.